And welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. No introduction needed for the man on my right.
But you can try.
But I can try. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And Merrill, two games left in this Eagles season with a chance to play spoiler. We know that there's a three-way tie atop the NFC East, and two of those teams have to go through the Eagles. I know that we don't really want any of these three teams to win, but it is nice to have the schadenfreude of maybe ruining a couple seasons.
Yeah, I think that's good, Bo. And what I hope most of all is that the Giants are alive going into that last game. Now, there's practically no way they can't be alive, right?
I don't think so. Yes,
I mean, they have either, to be alive
what,
at least for a wild card spot.
Exactly.
So that's good. I did not want to see the Eagles play a game that's meaningless to their opponents. Not one of those things where Tom Coughlin could say, well, we have to get ready for the playoffs next week. No first-string guys are going to play. I didn't want that. I wanted a true test for the Eagles and Nick Foles.
And I think that's important in evaluating the young players on this roster. The more information you can get against them playing against motivated teams is better.
I agree.
So I know that you are really among the bigger Nick Foles fans that I've talked to. Tell us what you think it is that makes him worthy of being the guy moving forward.
Well, a lot of things. Number one, you look at a quarterback, and what I hear people say, and I've heard for so many years, the number one thing that a quarterback needs, assuming that he has the physical ability, is the decision-making. And he seems to make good decisions. He instinctively goes through the right progression and hits the right receiver. Instinctively, he moves well in the pocket. You see this way he moves up, he has a pocket presence. He doesn't get sacked a whole lot of times. And I like a quarterback who is big. He's 6'6". He can look downfield. I like his arm strength. I like a lot about Nick Foles. That doesn't mean that he's a finished product. I mean, he started four NFL games. Give him time.
Sure.
But I think that in time, you will see that he can be a frontline NFL quarterback.
And you think, and we've already seen, you know, some progression from when he first came into now. I think it's fair to expect that there should be more jumps along the way.
And it's not always going to be boom, boom, you know, right up on. He's going to have some regression from time to time.
Right.
He's going to underthrow a receiver from time to time. I mean, I watched quarterbacks yesterday. I saw Eli Manning, who will go into the Hall of Fame one day, throw some terrible picks. I saw Tom Brady, who is a first ballot Hall of Famer, throw picks. They all do it. But when Nick Foles throws a bad pass, everyone says, oh my goodness, he can't be the one. Or he doesn't have the arm strength. I think he has plenty of arm strength. In fact, I think it's way above average.
Football is such an immediacy game. You know, you judge so much by one game at a time, but I think you have to understand that you have to be patient with a young quarterback like that, because you're going to get two steps forward like you got against the Bucs, and then a step back like last week.
I agree.
You need to be patient with a guy like him, and a lot of the young players on this roster, I think.
I do too. And anybody who says, well, Bryce Brown, I wouldn't use him anymore, he fumbles. Shady McCoy came here from Pitt, and he was a fumbler in his
You know who
year.
Else was a fumbler? Adrian Peterson.
Adrian
was a
Peterson.
Fumbler.
And he will still put it on the ground from time to time. But I think that could be coached out of him.
How about this defense? I know that the last couple games we've seen steps from this defense, and especially the defensive line, guys like Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox, look like hopefully they can be mainstays for this team moving forward.
Well, not only that, Bo, Trent Cole looks like Trent Cole. Trent Cole looked like Mr. Invisible all season long. He kept saying, where is he? When's he going to do something? And I would talk to Trent privately, and I say, what's wrong? And he just kind of shrug his shoulders and he'd say, believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with my ability. I'm still there. Someday I'll go into it with you. But I knew that ability was there. You can't go from what he was to what he was in the first portion or the first three quarters of the season.
And it's great to see him back getting that juice in his legs. The last question I'll ask you, Merrill, are there any other young guys who you've sort of handpicked to keep your eye on through these final two games?
Well, I hope we have an opportunity to see Chris Polk, because Chris Polk was a terrific back in college, and he was very impressive at training camp. So I'm anxious to see him. My good friend and a guy who should be in the Hall of Fame, Harold Carmichael, tells me that Marvin McNutt can be an impact-making wide receiver, that he has grown and he has progressed throughout the season. And Harold said he's big, but we know that. but he said that he can be a productive wide receiver. Watch him. So right. I want to see a little more of him.
Okay, that's good. I wanted to actually follow up with Harold on this because we've talked about this in the background. Do you think that there is anyone in the history of the world who has ever caught more footballs in his life than Harold Carmichael?
No.
It's unbelievable.
Aside from his NFL career, he does that every day on the practice field. And he still has the great hands, huge hands.
Unbelievable.
But Bo, I said this to you in passing before, but there's a guy who was the dominant wide receiver of his era and is not in the Hall of Fame.
It's because the
Eagles were not a great team except for the one Super Bowl year and a couple of the
And the passing numbers back then were so much lower.
Because
so
they didn't play this West Coast offense.
Of course.
Harold would have averaged 100 catches a game in today. A game. 100 catches a season in today's West Coast offense.
100 catches a game would be pretty
good. That would have been pretty good. But I mean, he would have averaged 100 catches a season.
Yeah, it's criminally overlooked. We make this case every year when it comes around, but you're preaching the choir on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got more on the other side here on Eagles Nightly. Thanks so much to Merrill Reese for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.